Psalm 107, verse 1 tells us to give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. And verse 2 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say, the Lord is good, his love endures forever. So welcome to our time of worship here at St. John's this morning. I hope that you'll experience the love and the power and the might of our great and glorious God. So welcome to all. Couple of announcements to share with you. Book Bag Bash, if you pay attention to the screen, Book Bag Bash is next Sunday, so you can read a little bit about that in the bulletin. Jocelyn's on vacation this week, so I'll be in the office alone, so be patient with me. And there is no Tuesday Bible study this week. There is no Tuesday Bible study for those that attend that. And we have Laura Johnson coming forward to share an announcement.
Good morning. We're pleased to announce that the administrative assistant position has been filled. Consistory approved the recommendation to hire Amanda Wolf for the administrative assistant. She offers 22 years of office experience, and her start date is August 12th.
Thank you, Laura. As we prepare for our time of worship, we'll listen to our morning prelude by both organ and piano. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty.
Thank you. Good morning. This morning, this morning I will be reading from John 15, 4 through 5, and then 9 through 10. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. Let's pray. O God, we trust your power to create, sustain, and enable. But we could not trust if we don't know that you are always nearby. Be with us, Lord, as we are gathered here to worship us. Help us not to check our minds at the door or our hearts, but enable us to bring all that we are to you, so that we might experience your touch on all aspects of our life. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Good morning. Please rise if you are able, and let us sing our hymns of praise. The first hymn of praise is "For God So Loved Us." It is an insert in your bulletin, and since it's a kind of a new song for us to sing, I know it's new for me. Lynn will play the first verse of that song herself, and then we will join in after that. After we sing that, we will join in singing "Grace Greater Than Our Sin." We will go right immediately into that one. It is found on page number 201 in your red hymnal for those of you who would like to follow along there. So let us sing, "For God So Loved Us."
Thank you.
boys are sleeping. They're not up here already. I invite children to come forward with the children's message.
I'm going to sit right.
You're going to sit, but that's because you want to look in the bag, huh? You ready?
Yeah.
How well can you read? What does that word right there say?
Salt.
Salt. Pretty big box. When I was growing up, it always came in a round container, but this was all that was in the church kitchen. This is the kind of salt you put in a salt shaker, and sometimes people like to put salt on various types of foods. Do you ever use salt on any food? Some?
Green beans.
Green beans. Makes them taste better. A lot of people like to put salt on French fries. I grew up putting salt on my watermelon. Some put it on cucumbers, all kinds of things. And salt is meant to spread the flavor, and we'll talk a little bit more about something else. But salt is not only used to flavor food. There's like 14,000 other things salt is used for. You ever play with a baby rattle?
No.
I know, never? How do you know when you were 2 weeks old? I bet you they put a rattle in your hand. But this is plastic. But I know I put this specifically in this bag just for you four. Do you ever play with Legos?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I knew that. See, I pay attention. Salt is used in the process of making plastic. No salt, no Legos. Whoa. Salt is used in the tanning process to make leather. I don't know whether this is real leather or not, but it symbolizes that salt is used to help that. And whoa. No. I said at 8 o'clock this was my wife's most colorful shirt. And she quickly corrected me. That's yours, not mine. Pretty colorful, isn't it? I had to get this for church camp this summer. They were having a luau, and counselors are supposed to buy a tropical shirt and put it on Wednesday night. We had taken the boys and girls that I was in charge of on a hike, and the hike was far away. We ended up far away, and the picnic place where I was supposed to wear this for the luau was halfway back, and the cabin was all that way. I did not even wear this during the week. Oh, because I was not going back that way. I'd already walked 6.5 miles that day, so with those kids. But the colors in our shirts and clothing, they stay vibrant because salt is used in that process. Without salt, they'd quickly fade away. So salt is for many purposes, flavoring food, but salt is also, and more so in history, salt was used to preserve food so that food wouldn't rot, it wouldn't spoil. That was before refrigerators, okay? So salt flavors food and also preserves food. It helps it not spoil. Jesus calls us to be the salt of the earth. And we're not supposed to lose our saltiness, but God flavors us with our faith, with our love, with our kindness, with our patience, and as salt of the earth, we're supposed to flavor other people's lives. We're supposed to love them and be kind to them, but also, as salt prevents spoilage, being salt of the earth, we can say no to the devil. And when we see evil happen in the world, we can say no to that, and we can stand up for what is right. So Jesus calls us to be the salt of the earth. Okay? Before we pray, I've been asked. I'm taking my mic off. You guys stand up for this? Only he's standing, right? You guys get to sit and you're going to listen to your brother. What are you going to do for us?
Sing the books of the Bible.
Let me hold the mic. Go.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st Kings, 2nd Kings, 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and the last book, Malachi. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, and letters to the Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, and Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, and Philemon, Hebrews, and the book of James, 1st Peter, 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, and Revelation.
From now on, when I'm trying to teach the books of the Bible, you're coming into confirmation, okay? Let's pray. God, we thank you for Jesus and how he flavors our hearts of faith. And Lord, as we just continue to be salt of the earth, we pray your blessing upon these boys. And we thank you for Finn sharing with us the books of the Bible. In Christ we pray, amen.
Look back at the bulletin. You can see the joys and the concerns of the congregation that we're aware of. So the wedding yesterday here in the sanctuary of Jarrett and Brooke, and celebrate with them. The aspect of the mourning of Chrissy and David and family upon the death of her father, but also the celebration of the promise of everlasting life. And so services will be on the 31st on Wednesday at 10:30 to noon, and then the service at noon at the United Brethren Church in Stryker. Susie Enderle's surgery went very well. She was coming home on Friday afternoon, I believe. Shirley Wise is now in hospice care at Jenna Cross and Napoleon, and has very good moments to share with family and friends. And you can see the rest of the list that is there. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Lord God, you've taught us through your Son Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus called his followers to be the salt of the earth with the warning that if salt lost its saltiness, it lost its value. And then later, Jesus commissioned his followers to go into the world and make disciples. Lord, you have called and you have commissioned us to be the salt. You've not asked us to be garlic or pepper or sugar, but salt, a mineral, a seasoning, a flavoring, a preservative. Enable us to remember that salt only seasons and flavors and preserves when it is out of the salt shaker. You created salt to work, to be used. And you call us to work, to be used. To be used in displaying your grace, in your peace, in your love. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit and for the people who were and remain salt to us. And we pray for the power of your Spirit and the courage of your Spirit and the strength of your Spirit, the guidance of your Spirit to help us to be salt to others, to flavor and season and to preserve in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Lord, we are thankful for the courage in the faithfulness of young Finn, for his willingness to stand in front and sing the song of the books of the Bible. Lord, we thank you for his testimony of faith. Lord, we pray for Amanda Wolf in this process of time of transition for her. We also continue to pray for all those that have applied and those that were interviewed. Lord, we pray that you would guide them to that position that would be fulfilling for them. Lord, we pray for Jarrett and for Brooke and their families as they celebrate their love and as they begin their married life together. Lord, we continue to pray for Chrissy and David and all the family of Leonard and Barbara. Lord, we thank you for Leonard's faith, his dear and precious faith in you. And Lord, we pray for his family that has that faith, that knows that he is with you, and we pray for their sustaining love and grace in these days. Lord, we're thankful that Susie's surgery went well, and we pray for her time of recovery. We can pray for Shirley Wise and her family as they visit and spend time along her bedside. We pray for her peace. And Lord, we pray for Louise and Don and Sandy and Larry. We pray for Regina and Ben and Sue and Stuart and Rhonda. Lord, we give them and we give all of our family and friends and the people we know and even people we've just heard about. We give them into your care. And we pray that we would be salt to them in these various days. Lord, hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.